This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Four climbers killed and six feared missing after avalanche on Pakistan's Broad Peak hit veteran climber Nirmal Purja's team. Search and rescue operations are suspended for today due to adverse weather conditions. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds a discussion with MPs and representatives of political parties on sensitive situation arising in various districts of Tarai Madhes, highlights government's efforts to ensure citizens' safety and to strengthen social harmony, and nearly 60,000 migrants cross into Spain's North African territory of Keita from Morocco in the last 24 hours. Now the news in detail. Four climbers have died and six others are feared missing after an avalanche on Pakistan's Broad Peak, one of the world's highest mountains, according to the BBC. Two of the four bodies have been identified while authorities are in the process of identifying the other two, according to the tourism minister for the region, Gilgit Baltistan. The two confirmed dead have been named by the Alpine Club of Pakistan as Nadhira Ahmed Abdullah Al Harthi from Oman and Pur Bahadur Gurung from Nepal. Search and rescue operations have been suspended for today because of adverse weather conditions and are set to resume tomorrow. According to the information received by the Nepali embassy in Islamabad, the expedition team to Mount Broad Peak, led by veteran climber Nirmal Purja, names Dai includes Pur Bahadur Gurung, Yukta, Killi Pemba Sherpa, Kilu Nima Sherpa, Nawang Thindu Sherpa and Gyalpu Sherpa, as well as Nadhir Ahmed Abdullah Al Harthi of Oman, Sahil Sakhi of Pakistan, Wang Zhong of China and Mallory Gaces of USA. Searches began for 10 members' international mountaineering team led by Purja after reports an avalanche hit on Thursday on the 8,047-meter peak in Karakoram Range. Purja, the expedition leader, is known for climbing all 14 of the world's 8,000-meter-plus mountains in just over 6 months in 2019. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Nepal is closely monitoring the situation following the news of an avalanche on Mount Broad Peak in Pakistan. The Ministry in a press release is stating that the Nepali embassy in Islamabad is coordinating with relevant authorities of Pakistan, including the Alpine Club of Pakistan, to facilitate the swift and safe rescue of all affected mountaineers. Prime Minister Balendra Shah says the government has been cautiously and systematically working to address the sensitive situation arising in the districts, including Sunsari, to ensure complete safety of citizens' lives and property and to strengthen social harmony. In a discussion held today at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar with MPs of the ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party, representing various districts of Tarai Madhes, Prime Minister Shah urged citizens not to be alarmed and to remain calm. Prime Minister Shah also further noted that the government's primary focus is to reach affected citizens, ensure their safety, and conduct a fair investigation of the incidents, highlighting that the government has adopted a multi-pronged strategy to keep peace and security tight and prevent the situation from worsening. The Prime Minister also mentioned that the movement at border points has been tightened. Prime Minister Shah also asked all MPs to confidently reach their respective constituencies and play the bridging role between the state and the citizens for the cause of broader social harmony. The MPs responded positively to the Prime Minister Shah's request and committed to immediately going to their respective constituencies. A rally involving people from all walks of life has been organized in Birganj today to restore social harmony. The rally began from the district headquarters office Persa and concluded by reaching Ghantaghar. The Harmony March was held in the wake of tension spread in various districts following the tragic incident at Kaptanganj of Sunsari, said Hari Pant, House of Representatives member elected from constituency number 1 of Persa district. The event was attended by federal and provincial lawmakers, local labor representatives, leaders of various political parties and others. Meanwhile, the chief district office in Persa has issued a probatory order effective from 5 p.m. today to 6 a.m. tomorrow in Birgan city. Likewise, the district administration office Saftari has also imposed an indefinite curfew in some sensitive areas of district headquarters of Rajbiraj. Meanwhile, leaders of various religious communities have called on all Nepali citizens to firmly stand for peace, harmony, religious tolerance, the rule of law and national unity. After a discussion at Singhadarbar today led by Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani, leaders of Muslim and Hindu communities issued a joint appeal calling for the rejection of any kind of violence, hatred and divisive activities. They have appealed for awareness of various activities that are disturbing centuries-old tolerance and social harmony in the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break. Bides gaye pari chinta kina garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lene jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar. Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Nepali Congress is to hold dialogue with different political parties, social organizations, governments and other stakeholders at prospective level for social harmony, religious tolerance and unity in the country. An emergency meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Working Committee held today in the context of Kaptanganj incident of Sunsari and tensions that surfaced in different Rai districts, deciding that committees of all levels of the party would take such initiatives to ward levels. The meeting also paid tribute to the people who lost their lives in recent tragic incident, expressed condolences to the bereaved family members, and wished for a speedy recovery to injured citizens and security personnel. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. About 60,000 migrants have crossed into Spain's North African territory of Ceuta from Morocco in the last 24 hours, Ceuta's president said, adding that at least 34 people died during the crossing. According to the BBC, the influx comes after Spain's Supreme Court ruled that migrants stopped at sea while trying to reach Ceuta or Melilla, another Spanish enclave, cannot be summarily returned to Morocco. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez described the situation as an attack and said all illegal migrants would be returned to Morocco as soon as possible. Several European leaders have expressed concern, some promising to tighten border controls. U.S. President Donald Trump says an agreement has been reached for the complete disarmament of Hamas in Gaza, the BBC reports. In a statement, Hamas says the handover of its heavy weapons depends on Israel ending all forms of aggression and withdrawing from Gaza. Israel has yet to comment. The U.S. officials say Trump will be very disappointed if Israel does not withdraw as part of the agreement. Announcing the agreement late on Thursday, Trump said it was a critical step towards Gaza finally being governed by a new Palestinian government. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather across the country. There is a chance of light to moderate rain or snow at a few places in the Himalayan region. There is also a chance of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at some places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Madhes, Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudapashchim provinces. Likewise, there is also a chance of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Himalayan, hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi province and in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Four climbers killed and six feared missing after avalanche on Pakistan's Broad Peak hit veteran climber Nirmal Purja's team. Search and rescue operations suspended for today due to adverse weather conditions. Prime Minister Valendra Sah holds a discussion with MPs and representatives of political parties on sensitive situation arising in various districts of Tarai Madhes. Highlights government's efforts to ensure citizens' safety and to strengthen social harmony. And nearly 60,000 migrants cross into Spain's North African territory of Ceuta from Morocco in the last 24 hours. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for Monujan online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.